I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Governor Robert Bentley says he's considering calling a special session of the legislature after the November election. Bentley says the session would be to craft an economic development incentives package. The plan would call for a shift of money from the Education Trust Fund into the general fund to pay for economic incentives to lure new businesses. Bentley made the remarks at a workplace development summit in Washington County. House Minority Leader Craig Ford responded to the plan by saying this is how it begins, raiding the education budget for tax incentives for out-of-state corporations. The next step will be combining the budget so they can pay for prisons with our children's education funds. The Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville is remembering a key anniversary. It was 15 years ago today that Space Shuttle Columbia blasted off on a mission to deliver the Chandra X-ray Observatory to orbit. The Marshall Center manages the $1.5 billion telescope, which has attracted a million views on YouTube. Program manager Randy Baggett says Chandra has found clues to a key question scientists have about the universe.
What is dark energy? What is dark matter? And I think that's been a big contributor, because there's very little understood about it at the moment, and I think we've started that trend, and I think there's a lot of good science that we've produced there.
Chandra's launch aboard Space Shuttle Columbia almost ended in disaster. One of the shuttle's main engines shorted out during the liftoff. The motor began leaking fuel and shut down. The mission still managed to continue successfully, though. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has named a new resident inspector at the Farley Nuclear Plant in southeast Alabama. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
Kenneth Miller is taking over the job at the Southern Nuclear Operating Plant near Columbia. Miller previously worked as an inspector at the TVA's Watts Bar plant in Tennessee. Each U.S. nuclear plant has at least two resident inspectors, and Miller joins another senior resident inspector at Farley. Resident inspectors are based in plants to conduct inspections, monitor large projects, and provide general government oversight. Farley is a twin reactor plant located near the Chattahoochee River in Houston County. Stan Ingold, APR News.
And Tuscaloosa is joining Auburn in clamping down on ticket scalpers. City leaders have approved a law requiring anyone involved with a ticket reselling business to get a $100 license from City Hall. Auburn imposed a $155 license on ticket sellers earlier this month. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
The rest of our Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, includes a few scattered showers or storms. Many of us will stay dry. Low temperatures back in the low 70s. For Thursday, temperatures top out in the upper 80s, partly sunny. A good chance for scattered storms occasionally on Thursday, but it doesn't rain all day. Friday and Saturday will be dry, but it will be hot. As we start off this weekend plans, temperatures top out in the low 90s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.